You may be seated. If you'd open your Bibles to the book of the Acts of the Apostles, we're reading from Acts chapter 1. We're going to read some from Acts chapter 2. Been preaching a series of messages, and this is the final message, the four anchors for the storms of life. The four anchors for the storms of life. The cross, the family, the church, and today's message, the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Acts 1 and 4. And being assembled together with them, Jesus, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. And drop down to verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now drop down to Acts chapter 2, verse 1. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, God has some suddenness. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. The posture of prayer is they were sitting. They were sitting, assembled, expecting something from God, and suddenly something happened. Amen. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Verse 3, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Drop down to verse 6. Now, when it was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because they heard them speak in their own language. Look at verse 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, some saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. Look at the reaction of these people in those verses. Some were confounded, some were amazed, some were in doubt, and others were mocking. You know, there has always been a confusing element about Pentecost. But God is not the author of confusion. So if you're confused about it, there's a devil that is trying to keep you from the fullness of the power of God, because he wants to keep you chained in the circumstances and the situations that you're in. But when the Holy Ghost comes in his fullness and you stay filled, see, there's one initial feeling, but you got to go back and be filled and filled and filled and filled. But the devil wants to keep you powerless, but God wants you to be full of power. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look at this. Acts 2:14. They were confused. They didn't know what was going on. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea and all that dwell in Jerusalem, be it this known unto you and hearken unto my words. The preacher said, listen to what I got to say. Hearken to me. Well, these are not drunk as you suppose, but this is the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken of by Joel the prophet. It shall come to pass, verse 17, in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. We didn't rear our children to serve the devil. We reared our children so they could prophesy. Hallelujah. We reared our children so that they could have the gifts of the Spirit and know Jesus as their personal Savior. And that's what it's all about, passing Pentecost on to the next generation. My subject this morning, the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you so much for the presence of your Spirit. Lord, it's a rainy day outside, but let it be a day where you rain down fresh fire from heaven. Lord, there are all types of need before me. There are people, Lord, that they don't understand because of what has been taught by denominationalism and the secular world and people that oppose the giftings of the Spirit. But God, we're here. We're open. Open our hearts. Open our minds. Pour out your Spirit upon us. And everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Now, we've been preaching a series on the four anchors for the storms of life. And I've been referring to Acts chapter 27, where the Apostle Paul, he was in a great storm. And he slips away and he begins to talk to the Lord, his God. And God let him know, I've got a plan for your life, Paul. And you're going to be saved, and everybody on this ship is going to be saved. You just need to stay with the ship. Hallelujah. And Paul made it through his storm, and I'm here to tell you, you can make it through your storm. But get where God has planted you, put down some deep roots, and take your roots all the way back, your Christian roots, to that day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost was poured out. And they were filled with the Spirit of God. You know, we all have storms to face in life. The Bible tells us that man that is born of woman is few of days and full of trouble. But I've got good news. He that has been born again, God said, I'll deliver you out of all your trouble. Can somebody go and praise God? Hallelujah. Every person who lives long enough, they're going to have some troubles. They're going to have some sorrows. They're going to have some storms to face in this life. Everybody gets tossed around, blown about on the sea of life. Now, Paul was in the middle of a storm, and the Bible said they hadn't seen the sun, they hadn't seen the moon, they hadn't seen the stars for about 14 days. And the Bible says it looked like all hope was gone. You know the story. And you may be facing a situation like that where it looks impossible. It looks like all hope is gone, but I've got some more good news. It may be impossible, but it is possible with your God. Hallelujah. Not just some things, but all things are possible if you will only believe. Some people say, well, you don't understand what I'm going through. Well, I don't need to understand what you're going through. I just understand my God. Hallelujah. And I know he is able, and I know he will. If he can just find some faith, if he can find some obedience, he'll step into that situation of yours, and he will turn it around. I'm looking at new converts. I call them. I call Brother Milton today. I want him in church. He needs to be in church. You new converts, you don't need to be going off here and there. You need to be in the house of God. You need to be under some anointed preaching. You need to be under the anointed singing and the worship that goes on. You need to draw power from the power of the Holy Ghost that's resident in others in the church. Go on, praise God, because you're in a place where you don't have to fight your battle alone. But God has sent others to help you. God has sent some people to pray for you. Hallelujah. And release his amazing grace and his power into your life. Glory to God. The Bible says it was the midnight hour. And sometimes it looked like midnight in our lives. Have you ever been there? In the midnight hour, when it looked like all hope was gone. Well, I want to tell you something. God can come into that situation, and God can turn that darkness into day. He can turn that gloom into victory. He can take that darkness and make it shine like the sunshine. Hallelujah. That's what he did for me. That's my testimony. I know what he can do because he did it for me. And I'm looking at miracles, and I've watched God do some great things, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. That's why I'm preaching on the baptism in the Holy Ghost as one of those anchors that will anchor you, that will hold you in the storms of life. I wrote a song years ago in 1983, shortly after I was saved. I was going through one of the worst storms in my life, and God spoke to me, and God gave me a song. David said he'll put a song, a new song in your heart. How many know what I'm talking about? Come on, praise God. You don't act like Pentecost right now. Come on, let's praise God. Let's make some noise. It was noise abroad. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost hit that place. They were excited. They'd been waiting. And when he hits this place, praise God, that miracle you've been waiting for, it'll show up in your life. But here's the song he gave me. It says, when you toss to and fro on the stormy sea of life, when the billows rise on every hand, if you just kneel in prayer with your Savior, you can share all your burdens. He will understand. He's Jesus, Jesus, the master of the soul, this same Jesus, Jesus who saved and made you whole. He will do all things for you if you'll only ask him to. For Jesus is the master of it all. When you call upon his name, the victory you can claim, for there's power in the name of the Lord. He's the answer, he's the way, so trust him and obey. Hey, Jesus, he's the master of it all. He's Jesus, Jesus, the master of it all. This same Jesus, Jesus, who saved and made you whole. He will do all things for you if you'll only ask him to. For Jesus, he's the master of it all. He will do all things for you if you'll only ask him to. For Jesus, he's the master of it all. Somebody go and praise him. I know you got some testimonies. Oh, I was broken. I was shattered. My dreams were shattered. My heart was shattered. Everything was shattered. Hallelujah. But Jesus, God put a song in my heart. And I've walked that song out. I've lived that song. Hallelujah. And today, and for many, many, many years, well, ever since I got saved and the Lord, I received his joy, I've had joy unspeakable that's full of glory. So no matter what you're going through, just know this. Everybody faces storms in this life. But when Jesus is on board, he can calm the troubled waters of your soul. We're talking about anchors for the storms of life. Our nation has cut some anchors loose, but it's time for the church to drop those anchors down again. We need to preach Jesus and the anchor of the cross. This nation needs the anchor of the God-fearing family. Amen. We need the anchor of the local church, and we need the anchor of the supernatural power of God and the baptism in the Holy Ghost. We need the anchor, amen, of spiritual power. And the only way you will ever have spiritual power is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And don't think you've arrived just because you spoke in tongues. No, that's just the initial evidence. There are gifts of the Spirit. There's a prayer language. Hallelujah. You receive power, but I'm going to talk to you about praying too. When you start praying in the Holy Ghost, nobody understands, because you're not speaking to men. You're speaking to God, and God will give you a language so you can talk to him one-on-one. Hallelujah. Spirit to spirit. Telling God about your deepest hurts, your deepest sorrows, your deepest needs. Crying out to the one who is able to change things, who is able to help you, who is able, hallelujah, and who is willing if we'll just only seek him in our brokenness. See, we face a supernatural enemy, and we need the supernatural power to cast the devil down. We need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Spirit. See, we're in the last days, and the devil has come down in great power, and he's trying to destroy our society. He's trying to destroy marriages. He's trying to destroy homes. He's trying to destroy everything that is good. Now, he's come down. He knows his time is short. So we're not facing 1950 demons. Demons never die. And they get worse and worse and worse with each new generation. See, we've got to give ourselves over to God, because as the devil comes down, more and more people are giving themselves over to the devil. Can I get a witness out there? Have you ever wondered what that diabolical force is that's coming against your life, your loved ones, your home, your marriage, your finances, and the people that you love? It's the devil. Look at the things that are happening. Child abuse, child pornography, road rage, unprovoked murder, abortion, suicidal bombers, people blowing up schools for no reason at all, people shooting people on the street, going into restaurants, killing them, unprovoked murder. My mentor, Lester Sumrall, Years ago in the 80s, he prophesied there will come a time of unprovoked murder, and we're living in it. He was a prophet, and I studied under him as much as I could. Hallelujah. But your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Have your right mind about you. Listen to what God's word says. Suit up, put on the whole armor of God. You're in a warfare. It's not a Sunday school picnic. It's not just a denominational thing. It's not a religious thing. It's a Bible thing. Suit up, put on the whole armor. Get ready to fight, because your enemy, the devil, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, that's all right. I've come to give you power. I'm sending the Holy Ghost, and I've come to give you life and to give that to you more abundantly. Somebody go and praise God. You can get out and run the aisle if you want to. It's all right with me if you think about the chains that the devil had you locked up in, and all of a sudden, the chain breaker himself, he stepped into it. Woo! Glory to God. And broke every chain. I'm looking at people coming out of alcoholism. I'm looking at people coming out of drug abuse. I'm looking at people whose marriages and homes have been torn up, whose finances have been torn up. But I'm looking at people, praise God, if you'll put your hand in that nail-scarred hand, eyes not seen, ears not heard, it's not even into the hearts of man, the things that God will do for those that love him. Shake your hand. Stand up, Brother Thomas. Give the Lord a standing ovation. There's a man right there. Look, the whole church ought to be on its feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm looking at miracles. The Holy Ghost. The baptism. The fire from heaven. A treasure. Paul said we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. Hallelujah. See, our battle is with devils and demonic power. They've been unleashed upon our children. They've been unleashed upon our homes. They've been unleashed upon this society. They've been unleashed upon this culture. They've been unleashed upon our nation. And they have been unleashed upon the church. Amen. And what is the church world saying? Well, we don't believe in the supernatural power of God anymore. See, the great denominational world, for the most part, they do not accept the fullness of the Spirit and the power of God in their services. Amen. Don't go by what some religion says. Don't go by what some guy that got out of college says. He was taught in his seminary, wherever he was. Hallelujah. Amen. Go by what the Bible says. Your denomination may be right and it may be wrong. And that's why we give out a Bible reading guide every year. I want people to know when that man opens his mouth, hey, I heard him preach that right out of the book. I heard him preach this right out of the book. I want people to know their God. They that do know their God, hallelujah, what? Shall be strong and do exploits. You're not to be under, you're to be over. And how would you ever know you're an overcomer if you never had anything to overcome? Am I talking to you? Have you ever overcome anything? Am I preaching all right now? Glory to God. You'll never know you're an overcomer until you have something to overcome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, many of the denominations today, they say the day of miracles is over. Come on, brother. Come up here. Stand up right there. Come here, Brother Schuyler. They're trying to tell us the day of miracles is over. Singing his song, playing his guitar, in the house of God worshiping, been filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, wanting more of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He got a little taste of it. And, the psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He got a little taste, and I was hoping he'd be here this morning because he wants to know more about the prayer language. He's been baptized in the Holy Ghost, but he wants to know about that prayer language and what happens when he begins to pray in the Spirit. Amen. People say, well, the day of miracles is over. There's never been a day of miracles. There is a God of miracles, And people today, they're interested in the supernatural power. Are we going to turn them to the world of occult? Or are we going to bring them into the house of God and demonstrate the goodness of God, the power of God, the anointing of God, the miracle working power of God? Go on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God wants his church full of power. Amen. See, Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And then he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they speak with new tongues. They shall cast out devils. If you're going to face a devil, don't try to face him in your name and your power. Face him in the name of Jesus. Drive him back in the name of Jesus. And by the power of the supernatural surprises, the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Church, we need the Holy Ghost. And we need to speak in tongues every day. The early church, they were filled with the Spirit. They spoke in tongues. And the gift is for every generation. Peter said, for the promise is unto you and to your children, to as many as are far off. And that was about 2,000 plus years ago. But he said, if you're one of those far off ones, hallelujah, the promise, it belongs to you. See, we get power from the Holy Ghost to do those exploits that the Bible talks about. But I want to tell you there's another reason that you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you need to pray in tongues. And you need to keep seeking God. Young converts, listen to me. If you're still struggling with things, if you got cigarettes, you need to get them cleaned up. I've had a lot of people do this. I've told some of them to do this. They don't do it. Just bring your cigarettes. Throw them right there on the altar. Bible says the fire shall ever be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. By that step of faith, whatever it is that's holding you, place it on the altar and say, God, I'm giving it to you. See, he won't take anything that you don't give to him. As long as you want to hold on to it and let the devil kill you with lung cancer, as long as you want to sip your little booze and let the devil kill you with liver cancer, as long as you want to hold on to that stuff and slip around and do this and do that, don't ever expect to have everything God has purposed for you. But if you'll come and lay it down, say, Lord, I'm separating from myself from that, and I'm giving myself totally to you, and I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. I'm coming after you. Glory to God. I knew it was in there somewhere. I had a little something bother me, so I got me one of those anointed cloths where was up there, so I preached. Sometimes, that is, you got to go after it. If you want it, come get it. Hallelujah. I've been carrying it for about a week now. Glory to God. If you want that power, go get it. You got to go after it. Hallelujah. Give God a clap offering of praise. Hallelujah. But see, God wants you to pray in tongues. He wants you to have the baptism, and then he wants you to have a free-flowing prayer language. Look at 1 Corinthians 14:2. Why do you need this phenomena that the world makes fun of and calls gibberish? You need it because of this one reason right here. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue. Look at that. Speaking not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. He just gets to praying in a divine language, and man doesn't understand it. The devil doesn't understand it. You don't understand it. You're just talking to God until you ask God to give you the understanding. Like that song there. I sang that song in tongues. Then I sang that song in English. And then I wrote it down. And then I sang it here today. Hallelujah. It's a gift from God. I can't write a song, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And if you believe that, you can do it. I said, if you believe you can, you can. Glory to God. Miracles come in cans. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. Now look at this one right here, Romans 8:26. So Paul in Corinthians said, you're speaking to God. Now look at Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now look at verse 27. He which searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, for he maketh intercession according to the will of God. When I don't know what to do, when I'm so burdened down, when I don't know how to pray, I just tune into heaven. It's called heaven. It's Jeremiah 33:3. Call, put it up there. Call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hallelujah. But he that searcheth the heart, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're praying the will of God, and he makes intercession for you out of your human spirit to God the Father through the Holy Ghost in you. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, miracles start showing up. Signs and wonders start showing up. Healing starts flowing into your body. Miracles, hallelujah. God giving you thoughts and God giving you ideas, because you're full and you're full and you're filled and filled and filled and filled. And then all of a sudden you got so much yourself of the Spirit, you just say, I just need to bless somebody else. Oh, I'm looking for a church like that. So full of God that you see a need and you say, let me pray for you. And Hashamu Hisha Rabaku Shantaya Rakaramoshite. And you pray for them. And then all of a sudden, the gifts of the Spirit, healing gifts and miracles and faith that comes. Jude said, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, how can you pray in the Holy Ghost if you've never been baptized and speak in tongues? You can't. You can pray in English. You can get anointed to pray in English. But you can't pray in the Holy Ghost unless you've been filled with the Spirit. See, when you pray in tongues, your spirit prays. And the Holy Ghost prays the very perfect will of God. And things happen when you pray in tongues that will never happen when others pray, if they don't pray in tongues. When you have the baptism in the Holy Ghost and pray in tongues, you pray prayers that those who do not have the baptism, they cannot pray. Now, you can get mad with me if you want to, brother, denominationalism, if you want to. It's all right. But I got Bible. I just quoted it. And you cannot pray the prayers in English that people pray in tongues, because the Spirit is praying through you, and he's praying the perfect will of God. Do you know that when you pray in English, the devil understands English? Did you know that? He's got English-speaking demons. He's got Spanish-speaking demons. They understand Chinese. They understand German. They understand Spanish. They understand every language except there is one language the devil cannot understand. He does not have any Holy Ghost demons. That's one language, glory to God, the Holy Ghost language. That language is coded, and he cannot decode that language. I've got a coded language, amen, that the devil cannot understand. And when I start praying in the Spirit, he sent demons. He sends them your way. He's trying to destroy you. He's trying to bring you down. And all of a sudden, you start praying in the Holy Ghost, and that devil scratches his head. He scratches his head, and his demons, they start running back to the devil, their master, and said, what did he say? What did he say? What's going on? He said, I don't know. He started speaking in that Holy Ghost language. I couldn't understand a word of it. He was speaking to God and not to men and not to demons. He was just talking to God. I had to come back. My counsel had been signed, counsel, because all of a sudden he started speaking to me in English, and he said, you go in Jesus' name. I command you to go. The blood of Jesus is against you. And Satan, I just had to return. I couldn't carry my mission out. I said you can cancel the devil's assignment if you get full of the Holy Ghost. Go on and praise God. Hallelujah. See, when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, and I'm speaking unto God. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries, secrets, supernatural secrets. My mother, she was not a college-educated person. Matter of fact, she didn't quite finish high school. She never got to study Greek. But I can remember she used to tell people, come to church, come to church, come go to church with us. No, we don't want to go to church. No, we don't want to go. Come go to church with us. And then she would say, the Holy Ghost is going to be there. And he's like a big surprise package. You don't know what he's going to do next. Do you know that the gifts of the Spirit, they are called the supernatural surprises, the supernatural manifestation of the Holy Ghost? Mother didn't know the Greek, but Mother knew the Holy Ghost. Woo! Glory! Oh, praise God. Come on! Come on! You can shout better than that. I said, Mother didn't know the Greek, but Mother knew the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, God wants to repossess his church. And the Holy Ghost was in charge in the book of Acts. You know, back in the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joshua. He was getting ready to fight the battle of Jericho. And Joshua, he goes out one night and he's all burdened down. He's got all of this weight upon his shoulders. Can you ever imagine the weight that a leader has on his shoulders? Can you imagine the weight where you work, that man that you think's not fair to you sometimes, the weight they're carrying, just trying to keep the business going, just trying to keep your job? Can you imagine those in management that are trying to help you and you misunderstand? Well, Joshua, he's got all this weight upon him. And so he goes out to those impregnable walls and he begins to look up, and he looked up and saw those walls that nobody had ever been able to penetrate. And he's praying, and all of a sudden, the angel of the Lord showed up. The angel of the Lord of hosts. It was the incarnate Christ himself that showed up. Amen. And the captain of the Lord of hosts. Amen. And Joshua said, are you for them? Are you for us? And the angel said, I didn't come to take sides. I came to take charge. Hallelujah. If it had been for them and not for Joshua, guess what? The Gentile world would have never got grafted in. He's a God that loves everybody. That's my greatest sermon. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. I'm looking at people that I know you're going through some great struggles. I know. I pray for you. I do the best I can. But Jesus loves you. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Make it personal. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. See, Jesus came, suffered, bled, and died on that cross, was buried, resurrected on the third day, ascended into the highest point in the universe, sat down at the right hand of God the Father, put his blood on the mercy seat. The gavel of God came down. He said, innocent, innocent, anybody that ever calls on the name of Jesus. See, our roots, Jesus earned the right to send the Holy Ghost to the church. And he said, I'm going to send him. And I'm going to send him so you can be filled with power. And our roots go all the way back to the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, and he came to take charge of the church. You see, there are storms ahead, and we're in the last days. I said we're in the last days. I read it. Joel said in the last days these things will happen. We're in the last days, but we don't have to worry about it. God still has a recipe for manna. God can still rain down bread from heaven. God can still bring water out of the rock. God can still take ordinary people just like you and just like me, and he can turn this world upside down. Hallelujah. And as your pastor, I am telling you that I am open for the supernatural power of God. I want to see God's people filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to see more and more of the gifts of the Spirit in operation in this church. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is for today, and it is for you. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. Hallelujah. Jesus said, are you thirsty? If you come unto me, Jesus said, I'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. See, the Bible belongs to you. And you have a right to everything in this book. All the promises of God to him are yes. And when we say amen, when it's spoken by us, it brings glory to God. God said, I'm looking some faith. I want to do a miracle in your midst. I want to restore. I want my people coming with a spirit of expectation because they have need that I want to meet. And I'll do it by the power of my Spirit. See, in the early church, think about it. There were angels everywhere. Healings were the order of the day. Read your Bible. Miracles were taking place. But my God, look at what we've seen God do in this place. Miracles are taking place in here. You don't know what a thrill it is for me to look at these new converts and I see the glow of the Spirit. Some of you are still glowing. And if your glow starts to dim, get back into the altar. Get back. God is taking you progressively, step by step. He's taking you from faith to faith, from victory to victory, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. That's how God works. He's a progressive God. He doesn't give it all to you at one time. He wants to know, do you love me enough to seek me? Do you want me enough to come after it? Like I threw that thing. I threw that anointed cloth out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just radical enough to do it again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you going over to that Westmoreland for that crazy preacher? Yeah. The one that throws stuff out there. Go after it if you want it. Go after it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we're looking at miracles right there. Go after it. Go after him. Go after him. Jesus said, if you'll come after it, you won't thirst. Hallelujah. You take that thing and use it as your point of contact and said that the anointing was on that. I was in that service and I'm taking what the Holy Ghost has for me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the glory of the latter temple shall be greater than that of the former temple. He said, oh, we don't have church like we used to. You're not supposed to. Some people, they are held in a powerful past. Oh, God, well, we see it all the time in here. God don't do that. Yes, he does. We see it. And some people, they're held over here in a painful past. God is the God of now. And wherever you are in your walk with God, say, God, I'm coming after more. Hallelujah. You see, the brightest days of the church are here because God said in the last days, I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. So you can be one of those, hallelujah, that gets an outpouring. See, I've decided to follow Jesus. I'm going to follow him in the new birth. I'm going to follow Jesus in holiness and sanctification. I'm going to follow him in the baptism in the Holy Ghost. I'm going to follow him in healing the sick and casting out devils. I'm going to follow him all the way through the Bible because I don't want what religion wants. I want what God wants us to have. I want the supernatural power of God. A church on fire. Go on, praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are storms ahead. And we need the baptism in the Holy Ghost. We need to build ourselves up praying in the Spirit. There are storms ahead. But no matter how great the storm may be, God is able, Sister Dorothy, to make all grace abound towards you. That you always, with that new business, having all sufficiency for all things, may abound to every good work. Hallelujah. God is able. See, the devil tries to keep us locked behind prison walls, but God is able to tear those walls down. Pastor Ricky, walls, walls, walls. I'll never forget my walls. Some people don't like me to talk about my walls, but that's all right. Jericho was straightly shut up. None came in and none went out. And that was a man named Jericho. My mother used to call me Jericho. And he was locked up behind those walls. And I couldn't get out. I was locked up. And I read that one day. Jericho was straightly shut up. None came in and none went out. And I remember how Jesus came. He came through my walls. And he picked me up. And he carried me out. I couldn't get out by myself, and neither can you. But he picked me up, Sister Peggy. And he carried me out. The devil wants to keep you behind those walls. But you got to decide this. I'm coming out of this thing. I'm coming out if no one else comes out. I'm going to make it through this storm. I'm anchored to Jesus, and I'm coming out, and I'm going to make it safely to the other side. Four anchors for the storms of life: the cross, the family, the church, and the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, "You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Please don't leave today. I want everybody to come to this altar. It's 11:54. I've already landed the plane. I think you've heard enough. I think the Spirit has stirred up the giftings. And I think you're ready to come and talk to your Father. Let us all come. Hallelujah. Glory.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
Pray for those around you.
In the name of Jesus.
Pray one for another. Sow a seed of healing so you can be healed.
There is power.
Pray one for another.
In
that you may be healed.
Jesus.
Pray for somebody else's marriage so your marriage
break every
can
chain.
Be healed.
Break
pray for somebody else's
chain.
Finances
break
so your finances
chain.
Can be healed. God said, tell the people
there is
to bring some gold and some silver and some purple linen and scarlet linen and some goat's hair. God
yes,
said, I'm giving everybody something to give. Give yourself. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, there is power.
Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, fill. Fill your people. Refill them with the Holy Ghost. Those that don't have the fullness of the Spirit, God, move on them in great power. Open up the eyes of their understanding. Glory. Those that have habits, Lord, help them to be bold enough. Throw it on the altar. Say, I'm through with this junk. I'm going after Jesus. I'm going after him with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my body, with all
yes,
my strength.
Army
hallelujah!
Rise.
I want what God.